I shall never forget it. We went out over sort of just north of the Thames estuary, and it was July, and look, we were quite low, you see, well, about 3,000 feet, and the gorgeous one, we were looking down, as you went over England, you passed swathes of pink rose bay willow herb that was in flower, and sort of being a country person, I enjoyed the flowers, and we went out over the sea, and then in the distance you saw a sort of quite a light in the sky. I thought, well, that's funny. And as we got further, it was The Hague. We were sort of rising up out of the Dutch lines, and it was The Hague coming out of the sea. And we crossed down, we went down the Roar. You could see, you know, lots of damage all the way down the river. And we got as far as Cologne, and I really didn't see any sign of life until we got to Cologne, where there were people walking. Of course, the cathedral was not damaged, lots of damage elsewhere, but that looked to be quite all right. And then we came back again, and we could see, looking across towards Arnhem, you could see still lots of gliders dropped in the field there. And then we came up over Walcheren Island, which is where they'd broken the sea walls, the RAF had broken the sea walls, because they wanted to get access down the Scheldt estuary. I think the Germans were holding out there, and they couldn't get down, so they damaged these sea walls. And we saw that, and came back over the North Sea. Coming back over the North Sea, a Yank fighter plane tried to beat us up. But and then we got home, got back to Witten, I suppose, about, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and then got our train back to Winterton.